Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
During the late 1700s, the Spanish crown faced increasing pressure to stabilize and secure its vast North American holdings. This resulted in the establishment of scattered posts that served as the seat of Spanish authority within designated geographic regions. Most posts were situated along a waterway, the only feasible method of transportation at the time. This political environment prompted Governor Miro to select Don Juan Feo to found and serve as commandant of a new post in the remote Ouachita district. Feo was charged with assembling the array of scattered inhabitants into civilized settlements, restricting aggressive English and American encroachment into Spanish territory, and promoting harmony with disgruntled Native Americans. Feo first established his base of operation at present-day Camden, Arkansas in 1783. 2 years later, he relocated downstream to the centrally positioned Prairie de Cano, an area of relatively high land on the east bank of the Ouachita, known to be a popular campground with Indians. Here, in a large fertile prairie, Feo officially planted the Poste de Ouachita for the Spanish king. The entire Ouachita district held a non-Indian population of only 207 in 1785. Feo quickly learned that congregating these scattered, free-spirited occupants into a civilized village would be no easy matter. Increasingly frustrated with those he considered immoral heathens, Feo tempted them with promises of a church for proper marriages and baptisms, and a schoolmaster to educate their children. There were few takers in the early years. Attitudes only began to change when the threat of Indian depredations increased. Feo wrote Miro in 1790, "Some inhabitants have asked me for a fort, where hunters would be tranquil in leaving to know a refuge for their families existed." He added, "I beg of you to allow it to bear your name." Feo's plans were to build a palisaded 10-foot wall with a circumference of 680 feet and consisting of 1,020 vertical cypress and white oak logs. The plans were altered when settlers failed to deliver their share of logs as promised. The final enclosure was one of horizontal logs with four covered bastions. Iron spikes were driven around the rim. The fort was completed in 1791, mostly with funds and labor provided by Feo. From that point forward, the old name of Poste de Ouachita gave way to Fort Miro. For 10 years, Feo conducted the business of the district from his home inside the fort. Passports and business licenses were allotted, property deeds and verdicts issued, medicine dispensed, church services and markets held, and Indians mollified. When Feo retired in 1800, his successors operated the fort in his tradition. Slowly, the settlement grew. Storefronts and houses appeared on rough streets around the fort. A lasting change trailed the 1803 Louisiana Purchase. Representing the new owners, an American officer arrived in 1804 to take command of the region. He built a new, smaller stockade nearby for his garrison. By this time, the fort had ensured the permanency of the yet expanding community. The name Fort Miro continued to label the village until the river yielded up a most fantastic machine on a spring day in 1819. On May 1st, the first steam-powered vessel to appear before the hamlet so astonished and impressed the citizens that they changed the name of their village to the name of the boat. The steamboat was the Monroe, itself named after the President of the United States.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.